With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. A software fix has airlines around the world canceling and delaying flights. Correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Both U.S. and European aviation safety agencies are requiring airlines to install a software update on the Airbus family of A320 aircraft. Airbus said Friday that the examination of a JetBlue plane that suddenly dropped in altitude last month revealed that intense solar radiation may corrupt data critical to functioning of flight controls. I'm Donna Warder.
In Sri Lanka, the death toll has risen to more than 130 from heavy floods and mudslides caused by a cyclone. The death toll is expected to rise.
Sri Lanka has been battered by severe weather since last week, and the conditions worsened on Thursday with heavy downpours that flooded homes, fields and roads and triggered landslides mainly in the central hills. Nearly 78,000 people have been displaced and are in temporary shelters. AP footage showed homes submerged in floodwaters in Malwana, Sri Lanka on Sunday. Locals waded through the water as relief teams navigated the inundated roads on boats distributing food to stranded households. Authorities say that Cyclone Ditwa, which developed in the seas east of Sri Lanka, is likely to move toward India's southern coast by Sunday. I'm Karen Chemas.
Nearly 78,000 people have been displaced and are in temporary shelters, the South Asian country's Disaster Management Center said. President Trump says he will grant a full pardon to ex-Honduran leader Juan Orlando Hernandez, who is serving a 45-year U.S. prison sentence for drug trafficking and weapons charges. The president said Hernandez was treated very harshly and ties the move to support for Honduras' conservative candidate ahead of upcoming elections. This is SRN News. Homeschooling continues to grow.
Ever since the pandemic, American parents have increasingly been pulling their kids out of the public schools and teaching them at home. According to a new report from Johns Hopkins, power, our capacity to imagine the future and make choices that lead us toward the life we envision. Abortion is a tool that allows human beings to shape our destinies and which has shaped the entire world, unquote. Michael Harrington reporting.
Anti-Semitic incidents in the Czech Republic reached record levels last year. In its annual report, the Federation of the Jewish Communities says it's registered 4,700 anti-Semitic incidents in 2024, almost 9% more than in the year before. The Federation says that the Czech Republic has been no exception to a global explosive wave of anti-Semitism. This is SRN News. Don't toss those leftover comic books out just yet. They might be worth something. After all, Jennifer King reports a super rare Superman comic book fetches a price that's out of this world.
It's Superman! A copy of the first Superman comic, a 1939 Superman number one first edition, has sold for $9,120,000 this month.
There was a lot of spirited bidding. It shattered the previous world record.
Lon Allen, vice president of comics at Heritage Auctions, says the copy was unearthed in a cardboard box under layers of old newspapers and cobwebs by three brothers who were cleaning out their late mother's attic in San Francisco.
It's one of the most desirable comic books that you could own. It's in the very highest grade. It's the original printing.
The buyer and the three brothers remain unidentified. I'm Jennifer King.
Officials say the death toll from the Hong Kong's high-rise blaze has climbed to 128. More details, srnnews.com.